Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Good morning, everyone, on this St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. I bet that corned beef and cabbage is cooking in that crock pot right now. Do you like corned beef and cabbage, Rio?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Boy.
Not at all.
He gave me a no so quick. I got to tell you something.
Well, I mean, it's St. Patrick's Day. I knew the question was coming.
Yeah, of course. And I have to tell you, you know, I always have to admit that it's not one of my favorite dishes. And Fred, he just does not like that seasoning that comes with that. He'd rather have, maybe a corned beef, a deli corned beef sandwich with some coleslaw on top instead. So what do you think?
I'll have a roast beef sandwich with lettuce.
And that is our Rio. And our special guest is kind of grinning over there because she works with a lot of, she's a dietitian, but she has a very important position. In addition to being the family and consumer science agent for CSU Extension. And I'm going to let you carry it on from that. Ann Duncan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's nice being here with you guys today.
Well, I've been wanting to get you on, and I think we first connected. Did you come over with Rhonda Fulman? A lot of you people in the Tri-River area will go, oh, yeah, we remember Rhonda. And did you come over with her once to a peach recipe contest?
I did. That was one of my first summers here. I came over with Rhonda to the Peach Festival, and we judged the contest together.
Yes, yes. And I met you, but it was so crazy.
Yes.
It was a crazy day. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Montrose.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you experienced the heat, although you guys are always a little cooler than we are.
Yeah, we're a little cooler, and we live down on the river there, so it's not always as hot.
Yes, good for you.
Yeah.
I'm kind of expecting a hot one this year, just because this was the winter that wasn't, I think, and so
yeah.
Everybody's saying I think it's going to be a real hot summer. And we're all watching those peach trees right now. And
I would guess it's going to be a warm one.
That's what I hear. So, the reason why I wanted you to come, first of all, you have all kinds of programs that you're doing and you're developing new ones. And I'm looking at these wonderful, I love these handouts. I love them. This on a card. What size would you say this card is?
About 4.5 by 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so colorful.
Yes.
Who designed these?
I did, actually.
That's what I was thinking. It looks like something you would design because it's happy. And you seem like a really outgoing, happy person.
Yeah, try to be.
A nice smile. And you're all going to get to meet her. If you don't meet her through CSU Extension, you will at some of her classes, by the way. But you will meet her at the Palisade Peach Festival August 18th, 17th and 18th, but you'll be there on the 18th. And they're going, Dixie, we know you're crazy about the peaches. But, I'm sure Rio sitting over there would shake his head, yes, that I start talking about it because when we first moved here and I knew where my mother always taught me where the best peaches came from. And so I talk about the peaches all the time. But you're going to be one of our presenters at Peach Cuisine with Colorado Chefs.
Yep, that's
going to be fun, and we'll be talking about that later. But and these cards, I've got the peach one
holding it
in my hand, of course. So colorful, and it talks about growing, selecting, storing, nutrition for the body, the dietitian, remember? And in the kitchen and how to eat and a recipe on the back. How would people get these?
So those cards were developed as part of the Community Alliance for Hunger Relief and Education.
Mm-hmm.
It's a program that I work on with the Ag Experiment Station, Greg Leidis and Amanda McQuaid. And what we are doing with them is at the research station, they grow a lot of different produce to do research on
sure.
it and figure out the best ways to grow it and
mm-hmm.
you know, different bugs and items like that. So what we're doing is we are donating all of the rest of their produce to Hunger Relief in Mesa County.
That's wonderful. Oh, what a good program.
Yeah, it's a new program, probably been going on about a year and a half now. Amanda McQuaid's really the lead on it. She's done a great job, And what we are doing with these cards is we are donating, with the donated produce, these cards go to the food banks or individuals taking the produce home so they know how to use it and have a recipe and know how to wash it and things like that.
So is it possible, for instance, like my husband volunteers at the community food bank.
Uh-huh.
And they usually have, you know, fresh produce donated.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels that, gosh, and I used to do that. I used to write up handouts for that FNIP program, which was Expanded Food Nutrition Program. But can he get those to hand out?
Yeah. They're open to the public. Okay. How you can get them is you can go to our Community Alliance site.
Okay.
And let me get you that.
Okay.
Address.
Community Alliance site. So if we just, do you have the address now?
Yes, let me grab that.
Okay. They're wonderful. I mean, I love them. And you have, here I'm looking at one, the rutabaga and turnip, the sweet potato, leafy greens, eggplant.
Yes.
You know, some of these things that you know, it you may not have ever tried to cook. Pinto beans, beets, are these all of them, or do you have others as well?
I do have others as well.
Uh-huh.
Based on what we grow at the research center,
sure.
We have a vegetable plot as well that is a service learning garden for youth.
Oh, and how wonderful.
So
now, this is in Montrose, right?
Nope, it's here at Orchard Mesa.
Oh, yep. Everyone, listen to that.
And everyone can be a part of it. You can get a hold of Amanda McQuaid, and you can come and volunteer to help harvest the produce and donate it to Hunger Relief. Okay. Typically, you can take a little bit of it home as well.
Uh-huh.
But service learning and about nutrition and getting the kids' hands in the dirt and teaching them about where their food comes from.
Now, Fred one time went out in the fall and helped pick apples.
Uh-huh.
Is that through that program?
So we've always, I don't know the history on the experiment station,
okay.
I can say.
Okay.
But if I were to guess,
mm-hmm.
They've always harvested the produce out there. In the last year and a half, it's the first time that we've donated it towards hunger relief.
Okay. All right. Wonderful program.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And being grown by the experts.
Yeah, they do a very good job out there.
So those are great. Did you find the address on that? Or maybe if they just Google.
It is a Community Alliance.
Okay.
Dot extension.
Okay.
.colostate.edu. We don't make anything short at the state.
No. So, but I think if they would Google just the Community Alliance and,
yes.
in Grand Junction, for instance,
yes.
they'll get it.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know some of those addresses go on and on and
they
on.
Do.
Don't they? Well, so yes. That's one program you're involved in. And
yeah.
That's a great one.
It was a lot of fun making those cards. I never realized the eggplant squeaked when you rub them together to know they're ripe. So, yeah.
Well, look at that.
I even went and experimented with it at the store.
Did you?
Not sure the people around me enjoyed it.
Right. Did you get some strange looks?
I did.
I bet you did.
So.
Well, see, now there. We'll have to have her back. Maybe she can tell us some more tips like that, you know. If the eggplant squeaks, it's ready.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that is what I found.
And you put a great recipe, for instance, on the back of that one, mm-hmm. for baked eggplant. Very good, because the most popular way sometimes is not the healthiest way to eat eggplant, is it? That, as my dad always liked, dipped in egg and cracker creme and fried.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's a favorite.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Darn it. But if you're getting your fruits
okay.
and vegetables, then that's good.
Let's see. You have been here how many years now, did you say?
I've been with Extension for 3 years.
Okay. And tell us about some of the programs. You know, you send out a notification all the time, and I'm looking at all these things. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, you have a lot. And, you know, we've been talking peaches and all the produce around here. We are so fortunate. Montrose, Delta, Grand Junction, Mesa County, the whole Mesa County area, and your counties.
Uh-huh.
Canning. Now, it seemed like canning was really going away, but it seems like the interest is coming back. Do you feel like that because of the interest in what we're eating and where it comes from?
Yeah, the canning has become more popular recently, and I've seen more people get into it that don't have a family history of canning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why. I do think there's a bigger interest in learning about where your food comes from, but I don't know on a particular basis from, I think it varies from individual right. to individual.
Right. Well, this is what you call a teaser, kind of. So when we come back, you're going to tell us, because there are some things that have changed in canning mm-hmm. and some things you need to know, and you have the answer of classes that they can go to find out all of this. And you might give us a tip or two, because you see, she just lets tips slip out. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Ann Duncan from Colorado State.
Hi, Motorcycle Accessories.
Hey, what's new?
Well, just about everything.
Really? How about tires?
Man, we've got so many tires, we had to add 2 extra racks.
Wow. Helmets?
Full face, open face, street, dirt. We've got them, including 5 brand new models.
And that jacket with $500 worth of features for $300.
Yep, we have the new Olympia jackets and pants. And we have the world's best fuel additive. Bring your bike into Motorcycle Accessories for a free tune-up in a can.
I'm on my way.
You will be after you come see us.
Motorcycle Accessories, 2060 East Main. The guys who have everything. For 12 years, Signs Roofing has set the standard for service and customer satisfaction, and they want to say thanks for your support. If you didn't protect your home this past year, make sure you call Signs Roofing in 2018. They handle all kinds of residential and commercial roofing. They're licensed and insured in Colorado and Utah, and they've completed over 500 projects in the last 3 years. Call the pros at Signs Roofing, 609-7663, or visit them at signsroofing.com. That's S-A-E-N-Z roofing.com. St. Patrick's Day is a sweet celebration with treats for the whole family from Homestyle Bakery. Get in the spirit with shamrock-shaped cookies in 3 sizes. Shamrock donuts, cakes, and cupcakes. Leprechaun cookies and cakes. And everyone's favorite Homestyle's whimsical Irish frog cupcakes. And taste the authentic flavor of the Emerald Isle with traditional Irish soda bread. Available just in time for the big day. Everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's, and everyone loves a treat from Homestyle Bakery, just south of North on 7th.
What does it take to live an uncommon life? Here's former Super Bowl winning coach Tony Dungy with today's uncommon moment.
Too many leaders think mistakenly that they must stay aloof and above the fray. They believe they should maintain a respectable distance from the people they lead so they can remain objective and not become entangled in the issues and concerns of their followers. I believe that's an unfortunate viewpoint that is destined to reduce the leader's potential impact and undermine the effectiveness of the team. I believe it's critical for mentor leaders to engage those they lead. It's impossible to mentor from a distance. Without engagement, you cannot lead effectively. Good leadership means getting involved. Mentor leaders will walk alongside the people they lead, and they'll love every step.
New York Times best-selling author Tony Dungy. Discover more at CoachDungy.com. That's CoachDungy.com.
It took me a long time to be able to say Chandler has cancer, because that is such a scary word. When St. Jude finds something that works well with a certain cancer, they share that with everybody. And knowing that we don't have to pay for all of the medical expenses, that's huge. We just have to worry about helping Chandler, and he's just my heart.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
On the air.
News across the country.
Online.
Getting updates throughout the day.
Hey, Alexa, play KNZZ.
On your smart speaker.
News Radio 1100. KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And we are back with our special guest, Ann Duncan, a lovely young woman from Montrose, working in Montrose, because you're working a tri-area.
Mm-hmm.
And
Tri-River, four
right,
counties.
Tri-River. Mm-hmm. And you're a family and consumer science agent for CSU Extension.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I left something out of there, but can we stick with that?
That sounds good to me.
Okay. You're a dietitian.
Uh-huh.
So she knows inside and out about foods and about now you're being with Extension, canning, freezing, how to fix this, questions such as my freezer went out.
Yep.
You know, can I save any of that food? All those kinds of things, right?
I do. Yeah. I get a lot of call and questions about, and that's what I'm there for, really. I get call and questions about, you know, food safety and canning questions and recipe questions, substitutions. You know, like you said, if the freezer goes out, how long is that food good for?
Yes. So let's go to canning, since we've been talking about produce a lot and peaches, and you know, we have cherries and all of those good fruits. And but there's, you know, and I canned a long time ago, and my mom canned, and but there are some things that have changed, and we need to be aware of them, because canning, it, you know, it makes some of us nervous, and we want to make sure that it's safe. So you have some classes coming up.
I do. We will have a canning class in Ridgeway in, I believe it's May. I'd have to look at my calendar. And we have a few other tentatively on the books. But you can call our office if you're interested in canning classes, and we'll get you situated.
Now, how long are these classes?
It depends on what we're canning. So if we're canning, you know, peaches or jams and jellies, things that take a shorter amount of time, and the class will be a little bit shorter. But if we're pressure canning, it'll be a little bit of a longer class.
Oh, yes. And there are things that really need to be pressure canned.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
What about the danger, you know, keeping it safe and procedures? You know, it doesn't always look bad to be bad, right?
Exactly. So you're 100% correct. To keep it safe, you need to start with a good recipe. You need to find an approved source. And
where would that be?
And that would be from a site that's tested that recipe. So most of the, all of the state extension offices, every state has an extension office. They have different types of recipes depending on the state. So New Mexico, for example, might have more green chili recipes than Alaska would. So you can go to different states to find your recipes, or the National Center for Home Food Preservation. And Ball also has some good recipes.
Right. And we've had, you know, over the years, we had experts on the show. And involved with the Peach Festival. And yes, we would always say that canning procedures, you need to check out with your CSU extension or your state extension. And Ball, you know, Jardin Home Brands, who is now the owner of Ball and Kerr, their books, they come out with new books all the time, don't they?
They do. Yeah. They have a lot of great recipes, and all of those have been tested and approved. And when I say tested and approved, it means that they've taken that recipe and made it several times and then tested the pH to make sure it's at a safe level. So when you get those approved recipes, try not to mess with them a whole lot, because you'll change the pH, which can change the bad germs that can grow inside of it.
There you go. And you know, a lot of people, well, I like to experiment too, but you know, experimenting when you're canning is tricky, right?
It is. Yep.
And they should always check that out, like with the extension.
Yes, and preferably before you can it.
Yes, tell us a couple stories.
Oh,
no names, of course.
You know, I get a lot of different calls. A lot of people during Thanksgiving time, they want to can green beans and bacon together, because that's a traditional Thanksgiving dish.
Oh, I see.
Well, that recipe is not safe together. So what I tell people is you can still modify that recipe. So can your green beans with the approved recipe. And then when you open it, then you can add your bacon and you still get your really nice Thanksgiving dish, but it's with a safe recipe.
I see. So in the summer when they're gathering fresh green beans, they think, oh, I'll just take care of Thanksgiving and I'll can some with the bacon and the green beans.
Yep.
No, do not do that.
They do, right. No.
And you know, living in our area, you know, we jalapenos and hot peppers are popular. And I hear a lot of people wanting, you know, experimenting with jalapenos and peaches and peach jam. I'm making, you know, salsas, a peach salsa.
It's very popular to do
Yes. So warning, right? There's a warning there.
Yep. Just make sure that you look up an approved recipe and find it, because if you're putting a vegetable product in with a fruit, most vegetable products need to be pressure canned.
Yes.
Whereas when you process most fruits, they're put in a water bath, which is just boiling water in an open kettle you can see.
Yeah, right.
And so it's kind of putting two techniques together, and you mm-hmm. want to make sure and find a recipe that accommodates for that.
Right. And they'll say, well, I just added a jalapeno pepper.
Yep. Yeah, and jalapenos are grown close to the ground, where
they
there's
sure
a lot
are.
Of different germs that yes. aren't found yes. in peaches.
Yes, yes. And tell us about the food poisoning. Some you can notice, right?
Uh-huh.
Or there's, like, when you're canning and the jars are cooling.
Yep.
Yeah, you
so
want.
So you can see some different ones. You can see mold, you know, if it's
right.
fuzzy and green on top,
yes.
that's a
mm-hmm.
mold.
Mm-hmm.
But mold requires air to grow, mm-hmm. so your jar lids will be off normally. Or you'll have a yeasty smell, like a like alcohol smell.
Oh, so if you open it and you hear, you smell
and
that,
it smells
you're
off.
Going,
it smells mm-hmm, funny. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then that's a different type of germ. Whereas the one we're really concerned with mm-hmm. canning is botulism.
Oh, just the word sends fear yeah. in my heart.
And it is scary. I don't think a lot of people realize how serious it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it affects your central nervous system, which is all your nerves. So it'll
can be fatal.
It can be.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Right.
So you want to be very careful with it.
Absolutely. So that you I love it when you can hear that pop.
Yep.
That means the seal is set, right?
Yep.
But if you can push that up and down, that's one. But mm-hmm. really, seriously, you can't see botulism, can you?
You can't.
No.
It's similar to carbon monoxide in the fact that you can't see it
that's
or
good,
taste it or smell
yeah.
it.
Okay. I've never heard that analogy, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you can?
I do. I grew up canning.
You grew up canning. Okay.
Yep.
I bet you get the question once in a while. Well, you're so young. Do you? You probably don't even can yourself.
I do.
Do you?
I get that a lot. Yep. But it was not an option of whether I wanted to can or not growing up. It was something we just did.
You just so, did every year. Yep. Yes. A lot of families around here, but also we have a lot of people that move in here
mm-hmm.
and they go, oh my gosh, all of this, you know, all this wonderful produce, all these fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think they would like to try it. But and you have, in addition to your classes, you have a lot of handouts, right?
I do. I have a lot of resources. So if anyone's interested in canning and can't make it to a class, mm-hmm. then give me a call and I'm happy to find a recipe for you that's safe or walk you through how to do something. Talk to you about a lot of different topics, anything regarding to canning or food safety, nutrition.
And they can get to you no matter whether you're, because it's a tri-river area,
uh-huh.
They can get to you no matter whether you're in Montrose and I'm here. They can call you, and there's just one phone number, right?
They can call the Mesa office or any of the offices, and they'll get you in
okay,
touch with
so
them.
You call your local office and uh-huh. then ask for you, and then they'll connect you, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, because that would be the easiest way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're there for, is to answer those questions.
Mm-hmm.
I got the signal from Rio. I don't know if you saw it or not, but we have a certain signal that he gets. And sometimes our guests go, what? And, but he's telling us, says, we need to take a break, and we'll be right back here at 1100 KNZZ AM and 22.7, or 97.2, right, Rio?
Sure.
82, it's 92.7. I know that for sure. FM. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jeff and Susan Blake. We just sold our house with the Kimbrough team, and we're extremely happy with the overall experience. They're very effective with sending instructions online that come with a video, which is fantastic. Three words to describe the overall experience. I would say effective, quick, and enjoyable. I highly recommend the Kimbrough team if you are either selling or buying a home.
Selling your home can be stress-free if you work with the right team. Sell your home quickly and for top dollar, contact the Kimbrough team today, 263-7355.
Not just a better deal, a better dealership. Because at Montrose Ford Nissan, new 2017 Nissan Titan 4x4 start at $25,999. March into savings over $15,000 off a new 2017 Nissan Titan Platinum Reserve Diesel. And discounts up to $12,000 off 2017 Ford F-150 4x4 dealer demos. Get more at MontroseFordNissan.com.
Number 16810, MSRP 37095, sell price $25,999. Number 17154, MSRP 65440, sell price $54,429. Number 16866, MSRP 65440. $54,965. Sale price $52,956. After all offers plus tax and fees. Includes deal and handling $349.50. Ends $331.18.
Keep it in, keep it out, or just keep it looking good. Alpine Fencing and Supply in Delta is your one-stop fence shop. Chain link, cedar, post and rail, vinyl or decorative iron. Do it yourself or let them install it for you.
I'm Sherry.
And I'm Ed.
Come visit us at Alpine Fencing, Highway 50, North Delta.
1100 KNZZ. Dependable weather.
Mostly sunny for Saturday, Grand Junction and Delta, 60, Montrose, 59. Becoming mostly cloudy Saturday night, 36. Rain and snow showers for Sunday, 47. Mostly sunny Monday, 51.
To be able to just get my son to St. Jude and not think about how we will pay for it, it just takes so much weight off of my family. St. Jude allowed me to focus on being a mom to Bryce. And sometimes I'm just in awe of the impact St. Jude has, not only on this community, but the world.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Andrew McCabe is now the former deputy FBI director. He was fired last night by his boss, Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
The timing of this announcement is significant as well, given that Andrew McCabe was just about 24 hours away from retirement in a pension said to be worth $1.8 million. All of that is in jeopardy now.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. McCabe suggests his firing's all part of what he calls President Trump's war on the FBI. A troubling turn as the investigation into the pedestrian bridge collapse in Miami continues.
An engineer with Fig Bridge Group, a designer of the ill-fated pedestrian bridge at Florida International University, noticed a crack after the span was installed. Federal investigators aren't sure it's relevant. At least six people were killed when the bridge span fell on a busy roadway underneath.
Fox's Eben Brown, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Before your day is rocked by severe weather, crank up the forecast. Depend on us for accurate weather every 30 minutes. KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And before I forget and get back to our special guest, just wanted to remind you, yes, it is 92.7 FM and 1100 AM. And go to 1100KNZZ.com. Check out the recipes I've been posting. I'm going to post a couple more. You know, Easter is coming, and so we need to keep those recipes coming for you. Want to check that out. And we've got some fun things coming. I know you keep saying she's got this thing coming up, but pretty soon I'll be able to tell you about it. Talk about a teaser, Rio.
I know, that was pretty good.
Okay. And now, moving back to our special guest, Ann Duncan, who is family and consumer sciences, you are a scientist in a way, but
yeah.
Science agent at CSU Extension, covering a Tri-River area, so you're a busy girl.
I am.
I mean, you're in Montrose, you're in Delta, you're here in Grand Junction,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing, and that covers Fruita and Palisade, and so you're a woman on the road, I think, and we're talking about, you know, canning classes that you have coming up, because after all, we're almost to the official spring, and here we are already in daylight savings time, which is taking me a little bit of time to get used to, mm-hmm. and talking about canning and safety procedures, and we were talking about, you know, that it's a good sign when you hear the jar seal, you know, you hear that snap. And the fact that food poisoning can't always be seen, for instance, and with botulism. But there's a lot of other things that tie in with the safety of that product. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, what you can in. And that includes not only the container for the jars, but... Oh, I still hear from people they're using mayo jars or anything. If the lid fits, they'll try to use it, and it's not worth the savings, is it?
It's not, no. When you think about that jar breaking because it's been processed twice, they're just not made to the same caliber as a canning jar is to take that high heat boiling and bumping into the jars in the mm-hmm. container with
mm-hmm.
it.
So do you buy an official canner?
Yes. Yep, you
and
should
why
buy.
Would you do that?
So a lot of people now, they call me, they can in their dishwasher or crock pot or
yes. Oven.
their oven. That's a big one. Or they do, they have these pressure cooker canners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are popular right now. But
Smart Pots, aren't they called? Or something like that.
Instapots. Those are out right
yes.
now, too.
Yes.
And most all of those don't account for our elevation here in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't get the product inside the jar hot enough to kill those bad germs.
All right. So your actual container, your actual canner, make sure that is. And it's interesting because with all of these new appliances coming out, they're mm-hmm. saying they can do so many things. But they still can't. Now, Ball has that canner that kind of looks like an Instapot. But that is a real canner. It's a right?
Yep. Yeah. You can anything you would can in a water bath in it. So your jams,
right.
your jelly.
It's not a pressure canner, which kind of makes you think it is.
Yep. Yeah, it's not a pressure canner, so you can't cook vegetables in it unless they're pickled.
Of all of those things that are coming out like that, like, they also have that canner that you, then you can empty it over the sink, which is really nice, but you should cool the water down, throw it in the garden. And it holds 8 pints or quarts. And, but once you get ready, you plug it in, hit the button, and then it stops when it's done, right?
I haven't canned in each of them. All the devices are a little bit different. But if you read the manufacturer guidelines, they'll tell you what elevation they're good to and how to properly use
them. The elevation, that's another thing that we have to take into consideration canning here in Colorado.
Yes. With water bath canning, you need to increase your processing time. And with pressure canning, you increase the pounds of pressure that you use.
So a lot of differences. You were talking about what state you come from or what state you go to their extension sites. And and they will be, ours addresses high altitude. And there are a number of states that would have that situation. Mm-hmm. But also, what are more men canning? And
that's true.
And a lot of retired men like to can as well.
Yes.
So it's that everyone needs to know those safe canning procedures, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, home gardens and school gardens, growing your own food is increasing again in popularity.
Oh, yes, it sure is.
And so people are trying these preservation methods out that, we didn't use for several years.
Sure, sure.
As much.
Right, right. So the key is, no matter whether you're a beginner or you've been canning for years or your family's been canning for years, you need to make sure you're doing today's food preservation.
As with everything else in science, the science behind canning has changed.
See, there you go.
So the products that are out there now have changed. For instance, the lids that you use on your canning jars, they no longer have to be preheated if you get the Ball ones, because the rubber part on it has a different technology in it, which seals it to the jar. Yeah, saves you one step.
Yes, yes. Whenever you can save a step. But be careful how you're saving those steps.
Yes. Give me a call if you have any questions. There's a lot of different ifs, ands, or buts with canning, but I can help you weed through them if I can do that for you.
So what are some of your other programs, and what other things does a family, and consumer science person do?
So I teach a lot of food safety classes. I partner with the local health departments in each county to teach food safety classes that are applicable for each county.
Sure, and that doesn't refer just to canning.
No.
Right.
Yeah, I teach Serve Safe, and I teach another class for cottage food producers for that.
Oh, that's big now, isn't it?
It has. Yeah, it's been really big.
And that's very important. Now, do they, if they take a class through you, do they get some kind of certification?
They do. If you take a class through me and you pass the exam, you get a 3-year certification, and that is good for the whole state of Colorado, and it's required by the act. So you want to make sure and get that food safety requirement done and completed.
So you do that if you want to be a cottage, and that's doing it in your home, right?
Yep. So you can produce foods in your home. They have specific foods that you can produce, but recently they broadened that scope up Whereas when the act first came out, it was very limited in the items that you could produce.
Uh-huh.
So now they've broadened it, and they allow you to produce a lot of different things to supplement your income, or to be your primary source of income, depending on how many products you do and how successful you are.
How long is this class? I mean, is it?
It typically takes between 3 and 4 hours.
Okay. So a one-time class.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Well, get you certified because I think a lot of people wonder about that, you know. I mean, it's great, but there's a little concern about where it's coming from, of course. And so this is good to know. I figured there had to be some kind of a certification program.
Yeah, cottage food producers are starting to become more and more popular with their products because they've done a good job with food safety, and their products are delicious.
Right.
So they fall under a specific set of guidelines, and that allows their products to be safer than some other ones out there.
Mm-hmm. And you're testing some new programs, aren't you, that, of course, is not here in this county yet. Mm-hmm. But tell us about a couple of those programs that you're experimenting with.
So the Community Alliance for Hunger Relief and Education is here with the Ag Experiment Station at Orchard Mesa. Mm-hmm. So that's one of our new ones we touched on. In Montrose, we're actually doing a couple different programs for at-risk youth. And we're teaching them about...
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And they've been really successful. We're teaching about where their food comes from and how to use it. How to live healthy on it. So
good. And do they actually try then some recipes and things?
They do. Yeah. So we, for instance, we had to make tortillas with the wheat section or grain section of plate. And we brought in some animals so they could see where their meat comes from. And
interesting. So, and you get to eat what you make. And I got the signal again, Rio. We have one more segment after this?
Yes.
Okay, so we better take that break so we have enough time to find out a couple little things that maybe Ann hasn't told anybody yet. So stick with us. Isn't that a good teaser?
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com, sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
We all know Big O Tires is the place to go for a great deal on tires. But you may not know Big O has great deals on auto service, too. Right now, take $45 off a conventional oil change and one-year alignment package. Or take $50 off a coolant and transmission fluid exchange package. And if money is tight, ask about Big O's no-credit-needed financing through Snap Finance. Big O Tires, the team you trust for great service at a great price. Find even more savings at BigOTires.com.
Husbands, are you looking for some life hacks to make your marriage stronger? I'm Mark Merrill with today's Family Minute. Life hacks are clever tips and tricks that can be used to solve an everyday problem a person may be facing. So to help make your job as a husband a little easier, here are some life hacks for husbands. First, check out the Love Your Wife Well life hack. It includes love actions to show your spouse, things like writing notes, planning a great date, and making the bed for your wife. Next, check out the Watch Your Words life hack. You'll learn about some filters your words should have to pass through before they come out of your mouth. For these and more life hacks for husbands, visit my blog at markmerrill.com. Remember, your family first.
Want to connect with Mark on Facebook? You can at facebook.com/markmerrill. Family tips, great resources, and a sneak peek into his life as a husband, father, and leader. The Family Minute with Mark Merrill.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When news breaks.
Give me a break.
When we hit spring break.
Wherever you go this spring break. Get the app at 1100KNCC.com.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Oh, here we are. Daylight savings time has kicked off already. I had to convince somebody the other day that no, it didn't start in April. It started this early. But that's what's been happening. It gets the standard time gets shorter and shorter and shorter. Now, I don't know if you like it or don't. For Rio, how do you feel about daylight savings time?
I'm not a big fan of the spring forward. I'm a real big fan of the fallback.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
It took me about 2 days to convince myself that it really was a thing, and I didn't miraculously lose an hour of time.
Yeah, I got you. Well, let's ask our special guest here, Ann Duncan, who is the family and consumer science agent for this Tri-River area. And so there's an extension office in Grand Junction, which covers Mesa County.
Uh-huh.
And then there's one in Delta.
Correct.
Right. And then there's also one in Montrose covering that county.
Yep. Montrose covers Montrose and Ouray.
And Ouray. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So you're just back and forth and all over the place, aren't you?
I am.
We thought we'd learn a little bit about you and that maybe you will turn in a recipe to us that we can post on our website, 1100KNZZ.com. And by the way, Dixie at GJRadio.com, someone called me and said that I have to get on Max. I don't think we have that posted right now. And we're streamed podcast and yes, and on iTunes we're podcast. So we're expanding and we want to hear more and more from our Montrose and Delta and Ouray areas. So give us a hint. Give me a hint. Dixie at GJRadio.com. That's real easy. Send me an email. Tell me what you like. And maybe you have some guests over in the Montrose and Delta area also that you would like to hear on this program. And we, of course, cover Mesa County. And we have people like, I had that Bush Beans guy who has that dog. We've had him on the show before. We've had authors and we've had chefs, famous chefs, and you name it. It's fun to have some of those special guests and also to keep up on what's happening in all these counties where our program reaches. So keep that in mind. What is your favorite food? Do you have
probably spaghetti and plums?
Spaghetti and plums.
Yes. When I was little, for my birthday, my mom had us pick a main dish and a dessert. And so she canned a lot. So plums were what I picked for dessert and spaghetti was my main dish. So.
Did she can spaghetti sauce?
She did.
She did.
Yep.
She did. Now that one should be what? Does that need
to
be pressed?
Well, tomatoes fall on the line between pressure canning and water
do.
Bath. Mm-hmm. So she water baths hers.
And that brings up a topic.
Uh-huh.
So we know plums and spaghetti. A lot of times I get people, they don't want to tell me because it's something that's maybe not real healthy. But you are a dietitian. And you try to eat healthy all the time, right?
Not always.
Not always.
But
good.
Try maybe is the key word.
Okay, because we like to know you're human.
Yes. Well,
okay.
I love pie.
Okay.
I like to bake. So.
Do you ever teach baking classes?
I do. Yep. We taught a series this fall.
Okay. Well, was that here or was that in Montrose?
That one was in Montrose.
Okay.
I partnered with the Straw Hat store in Montrose. And if anyone wants to partner with me down here, give me a call. But we partnered and we taught pies and bread and, I'm missing some. Breads, like some Thanksgiving, like a sweet potato bread, and they were all delicious.
Oh, I bet they. So. Okay, you guys, we here need to, you know.
It was a lot of fun.
Yes. Oh, I bet. And what fun teaching that class, I would think.
It was a lot of fun.
Yes. Yes. And it'd be very popular.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet. So we have to help her. you know, somehow team up with somebody here. Maybe Rio's thinking about it. Because when you said
in exchange for pie, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
What kind of pie?
Doesn't really matter.
All right.
Just no pecans. That,
all right.
Apple, cherry, pumpkin, chocolate cream, banana cream. I'm all over it.
See, he's a man of all pies.
No, those last two aren't fruit pie.
What's your favorite pie?
Probably strawberry rhubarb.
Strawberry rhubarb.
Anything with the rhubarb in it.
Oh my gosh. The gal out at the reception desk gave me a book because on rhubarb because I love rhubarb. So, but I cannot grow it here.
Really?
It grows like weeds back in the Midwest where I'm from. And it, you know, no matter where you moved or where you went, there was the rhubarb.
Yeah.
And I have tried and tried and tried to grow rhubarb. And it goes to seed like, have you ever seen rhubarb go to seed like when you it hardly pops up?
I haven't.
It does.
Wow.
I'm doing something wrong. I've had farmers call me to come out and get some of that special fertilizer and maybe that will help. And I, you know. Does your family grow rhubarb?
We do. We have a couple huge rhubarb plants, and I never had an issue growing it. But
I'm jealous. I'll come visit you sometime.
Come visit. Yes. I'll bring you some rhubarb.
Okay. Well, wait. I will be seeing you this summer.
That's true. For the Peach Festival?
Yes, for the Peach Festival. Yeah. Remind everybody what you're going to do.
At the Peach Festival, we are going to be doing a canning class mm-hmm. and talking about canning and freezing peaches,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have a few different recipes for you to try mm-hmm. and demonstrate some products.
Do you feel confident enough to tell about the one, or do you want to wait a little and just tease them with this special recipe?
Let's tease them
okay.
with a special recipe.
Good. All right. And I'll be assisting.
Yes.
And I'll bring my jam maker
mm-hmm.
and make some peach jam.
That's awesome. Those are really neat appliances.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Aren't they? Now, do you have one at Extension?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I
okay.
learned the hard way to not let your jelly sit in that too long.
Oh.
It turns to rubber if it stays in there heating.
Yes.
And then one day I had a strawberry volcano on my counter. My husband thought was quite funny.
Oh, because you let, oh.
Yeah. I didn't follow a recipe that I was supposed to.
Oh, okay. Hey, so, but, I mean, you could bring yours too, but, we'll make some right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make jam. She's going to can some peaches, mm-hmm. share some recipes. You get to sample, you know, because that peach cuisine, we're lining up the chefs right now as we speak. So I know it seems like it's maybe long off, but hey, we're almost through a quarter of the year already.
I can't believe it.
So, okay, getting back to, do you have a recipe that you're going to send me that I can post on our website?
And what might it be?
Oh, you do? You've already thought of one.
I found a peach pie recipe.
Okay.
Now that we're talking about peaches, I kind of want to send you something different. I'll have to look.
Okay.
But yes, I have a lot of recipes. I just have to figure out which one you would like the most.
You can send us a peach pie, but you can also send us something else.
Okay.
Because,
for Easter?
That would be great.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe I'll share with you that sweet potato roll recipe.
That would be perfect.
That was
sweet potatoes with ham.
Oh, man, that was
good. And I've got family coming.
Mm-hmm.
Ham, of course. Now, do you always have ham for Easter?
It depends on the year. Oh. I grew up on a cattle ranch, so sometimes we have beef.
Well, do you always have corned beef and cabbage on today, St. Patrick's Day?
Not until I got married. My mom never cooked that growing up, but now I do.
Is that right?
Yep.
Does she do it in the crock pot?
She does.
She does.
Yep.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, a tip there. How about that? Let's talk about that for just a little bit. When I have fixed it,
mm-hmm.
I have decided that the cabbage gets too soft. So I wait and I cut it in half or quarters. And then sometimes half if I'm going to pre-cook it, like steam it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to put it in the crock pot, I put it in like for the last hour maybe. Oh. And we like it tender, crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to us a better flavor. I don't know.
Yeah.
And we pre-cook which you can't do unless you're going to wait and have it tomorrow. But today is we pre-cook the brisket and then let the fat come to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Scoop that off. Amazing how much.
Mm-hmm.
And also trim it before we cook it. But great flavor.
Yep.
Just great flavor. And those onions and carrots. But how many days would you say it's safe after that to eat?
So as long as you put it in the refrigerator right away, you can be able to eat it right around 3 days. After that, it's pushing it. So.
Yes, yes. Well, you get me that recipe for the sweet potato rolls, and I will post it, you guys. Well, Max will actually do it for me, but we'll get it on the website right away then, so you can enjoy it. It should be on by next Monday. And yeah, he's telling me we have 30 seconds, and that means I want to tell you thank you. And I looked at some of these handouts. We didn't even get over all of them, did we? But I'm going to keep those, and maybe we'll give you a call and check to see how you're doing before the Peach Festival.
That would be great.
And let us know about those classes. And now you're saying to go to your local office, and you will find them. Thank you so much, Anne. This was so much fun.
Thank you, Dixie.
Oh, we'll be working on that Peach Festival. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
He's leaving. The Grand Junction Symphony continues its 40th season with Mostly Motown, March 24th and 25th in the Avalon Theater. Hear your favorite tunes from Motown's heyday with live orchestra and multi-talented singer Larice Lanier. Join us Saturday, March 24th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, March 25th at 3 p.m. in the Avalon Theater. For tickets, go online to gjso.org or call 243-6787.
Hello, this is Pamela Krebs with Pinnacle Hearing Aid Center. I'm inviting you to bring a guest and join me on March 28th for a complimentary lunch. Try the latest in hearing aid technology. Take the devices home with you. Wear them on Easter Sunday. Church and family gatherings are often some of the more challenging listening environments those suffering with hearing loss must deal with. There's absolutely no obligation or down payment required. I hope that you will join me. Please call 970-628-4927 to reserve your seats.
It took me a long time to be able to say Chandler has cancer, because that is such a scary word. St. Jude takes care of absolutely everything. And knowing that we don't have to pay for all of the medical expenses, that's huge.
St. Jude allowed me to focus on being a mom to Bryce. And sometimes I'm just in awe of the impact St. Jude has, not only on this community, but the world.
St. Jude is uniquely positioned to advance the cures of pediatric cancer, I think better than any other institution in the world. The contributions make a big difference.
Donors are important to us because